Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
Hey, y'all, listening on this on 680news.com. This is 680's music reporter, Rudy Blair. You know, there are a lot of great artists who are out there. The best so far here at Kiss 92.5 Wham Bam, and one of the biggest, we've got Akon in the house.
What's
Akon,
up,
how you
baby?
Doing, man?
I'm doing great.
You know, I don't know if you remember this or not, but you and I did an interview a couple of years ago, and you did something for me that you said you've never really done for anybody else. You told me how to knock somebody out. You told me your uncle taught you this.
Yeah, I found a couple of new ways since then.
But I got to tell you something. That was probably one of the most fun interviews I've ever had. But, I mean, that all shows the kind of person that you are, because it's not just the way you do interviews like this. You have this way of connecting with people. What do you think it is?
Nah, man, you just support the people that support you, you know? Mm-hmm. Always bring up broad, clean energy and just stay humble, man. I think that's the key to it.
You know, but with you, though, you're always so busy because it's not just putting your own music together. Mm-hmm. But you know how to work with other people. What is it like for you to be that diverse and being able to work with other artists and still work on music for yourself?
Well, the thing is, I grew up listening to a lot of different styles of music from different parts of the world, growing up on being a fan of music itself. So it was easy for me to transform from one style to the next. And then I kind of know what I want to do. And I know what I am as a musician, as a writer, producer. So it's easy to distinguish myself from others that I might have collaborated with. So when it's time to work on my project, I know exactly what that is. But when I'm working on others, I kind of become a chameleon to kind of fit more so what they're doing, so don't take away the integrity of what they're doing, you know?
You know, I think one of the most special tracks I heard you record, of course, was with the late Michael Jackson, Hold My Hand.
Yeah, thank
you,
man.
What was that like to work on that?
Man, that was amazing, because that was a song that was actually due to be on this new album, Stadium, and it just so happened that Mike was working on his album at the time for the re-release, coming off that tour at the O2. He was going to come with a brand new album. And I was writing and producing new songs at that time directly for him. You know what I mean? So we was lucky enough to get that song fully completed, mastered, and released.
We had a couple songs
that was ideas, but we never got a chance to finish them. But at least we got one that we could say that we finished and completed.
And, of course, you're talking new music for yourself, sir. What are fans expecting here?
So come November, we dropping a Stadium album.
Wow.
I'm excited about that. It's going to be big. It's going to be real big.
Collaborations on this?
Well, that one, I'm going to leave it to the fans to pick up the album to find out who's going to be on it.
And what about tour-wise, too? What's going to happen with you?
Huh?
What's going to happen with you tour-wise?
Oh, tour-wise, yeah, we're going to do a world tour, you know, starting in February. You know, so we're going to start in Europe, then Africa, then Asia, then back to America.
Are we going to get a chance to see you maybe on the big screen soon, or even doing some kind of fashion line?
Yeah, well, actually, big screen is on the way. You know, that's the next step. You
really?
Know, so we're working on some films now that we're putting together. And the fashion line, we're going to finally launch it next year. So I'm really, really excited, man.
I'm looking forward to my friend. Look, I know you got to go on stage very soon. I got to say thank you for doing this interview with me. And you know what? Cannot wait. So November, we're looking for this?
Absolutely. Come November, Stadium Album, we'll be ready.
Okay, and website, Twitter, where do we go?
Twitter is @Akon, and website is Akon.com.
All right, folks. Again, thank you so much to Akon for doing this interview with me here, of course, at Kiss 92.5 Wham Bam. This is 680's music reporter, Rudy Blair, for 680 News.